Boker Tov, today's daf is daf Mem Ches in Bava Metzia. As we went for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael and Sunim Atzar V'Shivya, we're at the 12th line on the page. Amar Rava, Kral Masis and Asayin Le Rish Lakish. We have both a Pasuk and a Mishnah, or a Braisa, some is the Girsa, or a Mishnah, either a Mishnah or a Braisa, which prove Rish Lakish's case. What does Rish Lakish say? That if you, that a Kenyan can only be made with Mashiach. You cannot make a Mashiach, or you cannot make a Kenyan on the Talcum with Kesef. Kesef only works on Karka, but on the Talcum, Midaraisa, you have to have Mashiach. Kenyan Yadliad, or Konami Yadliad, that was his Drosha, that it's got to be something that's only Kenyan by a Mashiach, something that you pull. Money doesn't do it. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Minat Torah, money does do it. But the rabbi said, so that the purchaser should not lose out, because if he paid for it cash and he owns it and it's still in the owner's rishus, the seller's rishus, and a fire breaks out, he won't bother protecting it because it's not his anymore. So therefore, the rabbi said, no, that belongs to the seller until such time that the purchaser makes a mashicha. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to prove, like Reish Lakish, even though we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, wants to prove like Reish Lakish that the Kenyan, Menat Torah, is only works on the Talmud, only works with Mashiach, not with Kesef. Kra, the Pasuk says, V'kichesh Marisa, the Vayikra, talks about when you deny an outstanding bailment, an outstanding deposit. It says, if you deny V'kichesh Marisa, V'kotin Obesumas Yad, or here Tsumas Yad is not Shlichas Yad, Tsumas Yad is a loan. You're not alone. Oh, but guess what? You stole Oshik and Samisa, or you withheld paycheck. In all these cases, if you deny it and then you admit it afterwards, you have to bring a korban Osham. Besides paying for it, after you swore falsely and you denied it, that you owed it, you have to bring a korban, etc., and pay. So the Gemara says, Tsumas Yad, what are we talking about? The only time you bring a korban is when you deny an outstanding deposit. You own, you stole something, you deny that. But if it's simply a loan is made to spend. So we always said, if you deny a loan, stam, when you deny a loan, you deny the whole amount of the loan, you're just trying to push the guy off because you spent the money. So okay, it seems like this, where the debtor, the lova, had set aside an item to pay back the loan with. That's, and now if he's holding on to it, that's like a deposit. So then you could have a korban shvua, like Rashi explains. If there's no tumas yad as a loan, Rav Chista, Rashi says yichlova kliola that be dumna like a b'kadin di l'kofer, because if you just deny a loan, lomach you're not chayv a korban shvua on that, chayv for swearing falsely because it's made to spend. Okay, so what are we speaking about? This loan where the debtor had assigned a kli to pay back with. Okay, oshak also. When you deny a paycheck, you say, I don't owe the money, you're just trying to get out of it. So why would you make a carbon? Why would there be a carbon for that? Carbon is only when you deny something that you have of somebody else's, like you stole it from him, or he gave you something to guard, to watch, you're a showman, and then you deny it. That would be a case of where you chayv carbon shvua. How you chayv carbon shvua with a loan? With a loan, it's because you had set aside something for the to pay back with. And since you have it, and you're denying it, it's like you're holding on to his deposit. The same thing with denying a paycheck. Also, for a paycheck, you set aside something to pay him back with, and you deny that you owe him. So then you chayv a shvua. But when the pasuk says afterwards that you're moda, when you're moda, so you have to pay back, then you're going to pay back, and you're moda, you have to bring a carbon and pay it back. It says, when you sin, you admit your sin, and you're guilty. So it talks, remember, in the beginning of the Pasuk in Vayikrahe, it says, V'kichesh b'misa, it's like Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, V'kichesh b'misa b'kodin, either a deposit, or a loan, or a gezel, or oshak. Then it says, V'heishav ha'sekzel asher gezel, so then you return the item that you robbed, osa oshik, or the paycheck that you didn't pay, asher oshik, you oppressed him by not paying, osa b'kodin asher afgad, oshak afgadito, or the deposit, but it doesn't bother mentioning. When it talks about when you have charat on all these things and you admit it, admits to the it talks and mentions the other three: gzela, not paying, either robbing or not paying back, not paying the paycheck, or denying a deposit, but it doesn't mention the loan. Didn't the boss doesn't say you bring a carbon at my time? You know why? Because there's no mashicha there. Meaning, if you set aside something to pay back the loan with, and the other guy, meaning the creditor, did not make mashicha on it, it's not really his. Mashicha is if it's yours, and you give it as a deposit to somebody else. But here, apparently, there was no mashicha. If there was no mashicha, then that shows you that the creditor doesn't, it's not like he really owns it and he's not giving you a deposit. Therefore, you wouldn't be chayav shvu in that case. So Rashi says, also kli lo kona malva, the malva never got it. So it shows you that mashicha is kona mina Torah. This is our proof. This is the proof to Rish Lakish from this pasuk that mashicha is what's necessary to kona, not and nothing else. Amalei Papa, no. Amalei Papa, the Rabba says it's no proof from there. We started off today's Gemara by saying in the 12th line, Rabba says, I have a pasuk and a brisa that goes like Rish Lakish. Amalei Papa, the Rabba, Eime me oshikur harakra. Oh, the pasuk went back on Oshik. In other words, if you didn't pay your worker, so again, if there was no deposit, why would there be a shvur? Well, you're not holding his item. The answer is, again, Oshik is also Me'oshik Udaharakra. Maybe it means this. So first thing Mara says, no, Eime Me'oshik Udaharakra. The pasuk says, okay, you admit that you owe him the paycheck. And therefore, once you admit that, so we're talking about the Gzela also. Maybe that's what it means. Me'oshik Udaharakra says, Kivin, the Hadra, the Kuala Oshik, the Machasra Nami Mashicha. Oshik also, meaning I owe him a paycheck and I deny it. So there's no shvuas bekadam there. There's no swearing. There's no shvur. There's no carbon shvur there unless I set aside an item for him. And it's like I'm holding his item. Oh, so since the pasuk talks about when you do tshuva on the oshek, how does that work? Why you chayav a shvur? Why you chayav a carbon there? Must be that you set aside an item for that, even though you chayav mishicha there. Rashi says, "Mekiven the hadrei kol haoshek the mechusar nami mashicha." Well, it's a chol adur to mashiach. The meoshiach, we learn from there that even though the oshek also would require mashicha, but since you're chayav there, you're chayav here too. But so if it's no raya, maybe there also it's missing mashicha over there. You're also nami the mechusar nami mashicha, and yet you still have to bring a carbon anyway. So you don't really need mashicha to be kona. Just the fact that you have his money is enough. So ema meoshek udaharakra. So no, there's like you could say that by Oshik is speaking on Kushunat Lamenu. I owed him a paycheck. I didn't want to pay him, right? So I set aside an item that to pay him back with, but he didn't make Mashiach. No, maybe the worker took the item, Shunat Lamenu, because of again, then he says, okay, you keep it for me. Okay, boss. Now I know that you're good for the money. You have this item. I'm giving it back to you to hold on to. So then it's like so Esos. Like more says, Haina Bukadin. So that's a Bukadin. We already talked about Kishrisa Bikadon. One of the items is that you deny a deposit. So this is really a deposit. Trey Gavna Bikadon, two kinds of deposit. One, a regular deposit, when a guy gives you, an owner of an item gives you something to watch, you're like a guard. And one is where the worker gave you back an item that you gave him as payment for his paycheck. Trey Gavni. So Yahachi Tsumas Yad Nami Ladre, will look me. So if that's the case, if you're saying that Oshek, see, Oshek and Tsumas Yad, Oshek, which is withholding a paycheck, and a loan, in both those, Tsumas Yad, which is a loan, in both those cases, you don't start off holding somebody else's item. It's not like a pikadon or a robbery where you're holding his item, so there's a carbon shvua for denying an item. Here, you're simply denying what you owe him. Oh, so it must be speaking about where you set aside an item for him, and there is an item, therefore, but don't you need Mashiach, and that's why it didn't mention it by Lova, by the Tsumas Yad, but in the case of the loan, it didn't mention the Mashicha. You know why? That's why it doesn't talk about being Chayav HaKarben Shvul for that. You're not Chayav HaKarben Shvul because there was no Mashicha there. That's why it's not included. It says, well, that's the case thing, saying by Oshek. If he didn't pull it, if the worker did not take the item, so there are also, Lechara would be no, there's no Pekadon, and he's not giving you something back. If he didn't make Mashiach on, it's not his item, and therefore you shouldn't be high of a carbon shvur for that either. So he said, no, by Oshek is speaking about where the worker took it. So say the same thing by a loan, where the debtor set aside this item, the malva took it, made Mashiach, and now he gave it back. Why don't you say that too? So Yachatsuma said, Nami Lahadre, let the pasuk go back and say also, oh yeah, by Tsumas Yad, by a loan also, you get a high of carbon shvur. The pasuk says, if you stole something or you didn't pay your paycheck, you didn't give the guy the paycheck, or you didn't return his picadon, right? Or you borrowed money from him. And then in all these cases, when you admit it, you have to make a carbon shmur. But it doesn't mention sumas yad. Why didn't it mention sumas yad? The Harwi said that's a proof to Reish Lakish that since the Malva never acquired it, he'd make Mashiach. It shows you need Mashiach. So say the same thing by Oshek. Okay, by worker, we'll say he made a Mashiach on it. The worker made a Mashiach, and therefore you're denying like an item because he gave it back to you. So the Gemara says, Yachak Suma said, Nami Lehadre, let the Pusik go back, put it back in, and say, look, Makagon Shadat Lehemen of Chazaref Gideslo. By the loan also, say the debtor set aside an item to pay back his loan with, and the Malva took it, made Mashiach on it, and gave it back to him. That's why Yachayv Kavashua. Gemara says, Yahadre, you're right. If the Pusik would have indeed added on, you see, you have these four items that the Pusik says you stole in one way or another. Either you cheated, you didn't pay your paycheck, or you didn't give back his item, or you robbed it, or whatever. So in those cases, fine, the Pasuk goes on to say that in three out of the four cases, you have to make Karban Shmur. Why does it mention Sumas Yad? You could have mentioned Sumas Yad, which is a loan, the same way it mentioned by Oshek, and you set aside an item, and the Malva, or the worker, whoever it was that you owed the money to, made Mashiach on it. But the Pasuk didn't say that. The Gemara says, look, so why didn't the Pasuk say that? Had the Pasuk actually listed also Sumas Yad, the loan, It wouldn't be a kasha on Reish Lakish. It wouldn't be a proof. Because you could say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to make Mashiach on it. According to Reish Lakish, you had to make Mashiach on it. So it wouldn't be a kasha. It depends how you learn the case. The Pasuk just says that on a loan also, you'd have to make a shvu. But how? According to Reish Lakish, you didn't have to make it. According to Reish Lakish, you would have had to make Mashiach. Meaning the Malva would have had made Mashiach on the item. So therefore, it's like he gave it back to you and deposited it to you. So you're denying an item that you owe him. And it wouldn't be a proof to him because maybe he's speaking about where there was no Mashiach. It would be like Rabbi Yochanan. But Hashtag Lohad Rekra. But now that the Pasuk has left it out, the Pasuk didn't say what he did Shuva. It mentions it. You did Shuva on the robbery. You did Shuva on the Pikadon. You did Shuva on the worker. But it didn't mention doing Shuva on the loan. So then it's a proof. Messiah, it's a proof to Reish Lakish. Why didn't it mention that one? To tell me that in that case, you're not chayav a kavash for. You know why? Because there was no Mashiach. Mashiach was required. Says Gemara, but Sumas Yad lo hadrika. Wait a minute, the Pasuk didn't mention that too. If you look at the Pasuk says, v'hayikiyechta v'ashem v'heshem v'zigzei l'asher gazal oshek, or pekod, that doesn't mention Sumas Yad. Sumas Yad lo hadrika. Time you learn Mashiach. V'nayim liten asar melamala lamata. How do we know that all the ones included above, meaning including Sumas Yad, are included on the bottom? When it comes to doing shuvah d'asiv, omikol asher yishba alav l'shaker. Pasuk goes on to say any of them. That would include sumas yad. That it comes in when it comes to returning the loan that you denied. Also, you're also b'chayav a karban shvua, right? And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, it would be only if there was a mashiach made on the item that you set aside to pay the loan back with. But the pasuk didn't list it explicitly. Yes, it's learned out that the same thing applies, but it didn't say it explicitly. So therefore, Rava says this is a proof to Reish Lakish, because why wasn't Sumas Yad mentioned? You know why? Because there would be no Karban Shvua here, because you didn't deny an item. You denied a loan. Rabbi Yochanan would say no. Rabbi Yochanan would say, yeah, you don't need Mashiach over here. You set aside an item, and he wasn't Moshech it. But according to Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would say this is a proof. Rava saying this is a proof to Reish Lakish, that why wasn't loan mentioned over here? Because on a loan, if the Malva didn't make Mashiach on the item that you set aside to pay back the loan with, then there wouldn't be a Karban Shmur, because you're not denying an item of his that's in your hands. That would be a proof from the Pasuk. What about from the Mishnah? Masnisa Minom. What's the proof from Bryce or from the Mishnah? The Tani Malur Nosna Labama. Let's say you're a Gizbar of Hektish and you have some Hektish change in your pocket. By mistake, you gave it to the bathhouse attendant, right? When you went to take a bath, you went to the, in those days, they didn't have private bathrooms and stuff like that. So you went to the bathhouse, right, to the Schwitz. So it says over there, as soon as he gave it to the Balan Mal, he's Mal because the Balan, there's nothing to give in return. See, if you say you spent money by mistake, you went to the Makolet and you bought a loaf of bread, so you were Mal by Hektish. He took Hektish's money and you spent it. You committed sacrilege. You weren't supposed to. But let's say you gave it to the bathhouse attendant. What is he giving you? He's just letting you in. He's not giving you anything in return. So says your Moab, Amarav, Dafka Balan, who the Loma Chas Mashiach, because there's nothing for him, there's nothing for you to take in return, there's nothing for you to be Moshiach, to pull. But anything else that you spent your money on, a loaf of bread or a car or whatever, as machas mishicha nis mishicha, lo mal ad demashach. You're not committing sacrilege, this gizbar, until he actually pulls it. So that shows you that you need mishicha. Otherwise, you didn't acquire it. That's a proof from the brisa or the mishnah, like Reish Lakish. I have a tanya nasal sapar mal. We learned that you gave your money, let's say, to a barber. Your moel immediately. The sapar haboy lememshech this part. The minig was that when you paid the barber, they gave you a pair of scissors in return. That's a proof. That's like your token that he owes you the haircut. Haboy lememshech this baras. So why do you say over there if you need mashicha? Why do you say as soon as you gave the money to the barber, your moel? If you gave the hegdish money to the barber, your moel right away. There's no mashicha over there yet. And you need mashiach. My skin and besapar nachid. This big man, a goyisha barber. You got to be careful. The goyisha barber take that razor. Poop. A goyisha barber. There's no mashiach there because they don't have mashiach. Glabar mashiach because it says miyana misecha. Okan miyana misecha. Tana miyachi. Nosno sapar. If you gave it to a sapar, if you gave the hegdish money to the barber, or the sapan, or I guess to the sailor, the chobai umnis, or to anybody who's doing some trade for you, lo mo. You're not mo ad the mashiach. Until you pulled it. So here, Kashan Adari, before we said he gave it to the sapar, your moral right away, before you even got the scissors. And here he says, you're not moral until you pull the scissors. Allah Shema, you know, you must see, Kama Sapar Nacha, Kama Sapar Yisrael. By Sapar Yisrael, you're not moral until you make Mashiach. There has to be a kinyan. Shema, you know, and by a Nachri, there is no Mashiach, and money alone does it. So we brought today both the brother said it's a proof from the Pasuk. From the fact that Tzumas Yad is left off when you're repenting for denying an item that you owe somebody else, that you owe either a gazel, either the nigzal or the worker, you owe a paycheck, or just simply you're denying that this deposit was given to you or a loan. The fact that loan was left out shows you that why was loan left out? Because even though you set aside an item to pay it back with, if the malva didn't make mashicha on it, it's not his item. So you're not denying an item. You're just denying that you owe a loan. I mean, you deny that loan. We say you don't have a carbon for that because you're just trying to push him off because you've spent the money. Shema minos, that's a proof. B'chein Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Yochanan that most konus, minatorah, that's the machlokas, the big machlokas we had yesterday, which carries on to today. Machlokas, minatorah, metaltlin, not karka. Karka, kesef shtar chazaka. Metaltlin is kesef konus, according to Rav Yochanan. Yes, kesef is konus, but the rabbi said, you do mashiach according to Reish Lakish. No, only Mashiach is Kona, and Rabbah brought a riot today to Reish Lakish from a Pasuk and a Brisa. V'chein Rav Nachman, V'ar Torah Mos, Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yochanan. Min HaTorah money requires. Ubatka Levi, must he say, Levi checked all his Brises to bring a proof to Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan. V'ashkech, and he found one. Pasuk says, Nosna L'Sita, not the Pasuk, the Brisa says, Nosna L'Sita. Let's say you paid a wholesaler. What the meaning was is they would give a deposit to a wholesaler for produce that they're going to take throughout the season and pay him off little by little. They would give him a rub and dumb and more than I'll call, like a deposit on Nassel Seaton. Mal, your mal, why? Mal, let's say this Gizbar of Hegdish gave the money to a wholesaler. He didn't pull anything yet. He didn't pull all the payers. Sherry Harvey posted him up about Sachas. He says, listen, I'm going to buy, you know, 1,000 bushels over the course of the winter, whatever. He's not Moshechit, yet he's Moel. On whatever money that he gave, that shows you that your chayiv, even though your chayiv meila, even though he didn't make mashicha, so that shows you that that mashicha is not required, not min haTorah. You don't make mashicha is not required min haTorah on metalklin, but rather money alone would do it. You're more right away just for paying it, even though there was no mashicha. So that's proof. To Rabbi Yochanan, Elikash Reish Lakish. What is Reish Lakish going to do? That according to Reish Lakish, you shouldn't be mal until you pulled something, like the case of the scissors, or the case of right, or the sapan, whatever. You had to pull something, otherwise you're not chayiv min haTorah. Elikash Reish Lakish. Amalcha Reish Lakish. Amani Reb Shimon goes like Reb Shimon. We said yesterday, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says that if you paid money, the seller can go back on the deal, but not the buyer. Why can the seller go back on the deal if money does not acquire? The answer is He's the answer is Rav Shimon holds that money does acquire. That's how Rish Lakish will. Rish Lakish will say when he says that only that Mashiach works mina Torah, not money. Mashiach works mina Torah, not money. According to Rish Lakish, he says I'm explaining the Tanakhama, not Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that money does require that. So he'll say that goes like Rav Shimon. That's how Rish Lakish will get out of it. So we have this machlokas between Rish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. The mission went on to say Alva Amru. We said that you'll get a Misha Parah if you go back on a deal, meaning that even though we said that money does not acquire it, right? If you paid for something, right? If you paid for something, that doesn't acquire you. According to Rish Lakish, the money doesn't do Minat Torah. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the money doesn't work Midrabanan. Minat Torah does work. But money lemaisa, the halacha is that money does not acquire metalklin. You have to make a kinyan. According to Rish Lakish, that's midaraisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's rabbanan. But if you paid for something, you agreed on a deal, you paid for something, you went back on the deal, you get what's called a misha parah. God will pay you back for going back on your word. So the question is, when you get this misha parah, itmar bayomer odoi modin lei, you let him know. In other words, what does it mean? You get a misha parah. You get a sin. You get this curse. Does that mean we tell the person, if you go back on the deal, you're going to be cursed? Is that what we do? We let him know, if you go back on the deal, you're going to get a curse, even though technically the deal is not final. You didn't make a kinyan on it, but you paid for it and you agreed and you go back on your word, you're going to get cursed for that. So is that what we tell him? We let him know that there's a curse will apply if you go back on your word? Or Rav Amar, no, we actually curse him. When he goes back on the deal, we actually give him a curse. Abaya Amar Adormid, and we let him know. We just let him know. The Chassidim says, "V'nasi b'am chalasa." Don't curse somebody. You don't curse a person. You let him know that if you go back in your word, you're gonna be cursed. Rav Amar, no, Me'el Alina. We actually curse him. The Chassidim, "Ba'amcha lo'osim asa amcha." It says this, that it says that you don't curse a prince among your nation. That's only when he follows the rules of your nation. Lo'osim asa amcha. When he does that, but if he's going back on his word, which is improper, then you could give him a curse. How do I know that you actually give him a curse? Rav Chiya bar Yosef, the story, Rav Chiya bar Yosef was a rabbi. Yavla Zuze, somebody had gave him some money, give him some money in advance, Amalcha, for the salt. Bought some salt from him. And he was going to supply the salt at a later day. Lesof, when it came to supply the salt, Iker Malcha, the salt price of salt had gone up. And Rav Chiya bar Yosef apparently wanted to get out of the deal. Also came to Rabbi Yochanan, came for Rabbi Yochanan. Amrele, Rabbi Yochanan told him, Zil Havalu, go give him the salt that you had agreed on at the lower price. Yilo, Kibbalacha Misha Parah, you're going to get a Misha Parah. You're going to get a Misha Parah. Now, if it's simply telling him, oh, by the way, if you go back on the deal, you're going to get a Misha Parah. Rabbi Bar Yosef Bar Adui, had to be known about that. Rabbi Yosef didn't know the halacha, that if you go back on your word after paying money for it, you're going to get a curse. Is that Rabbi Yosef, you think he didn't know? If it only means you have to let him know, you think he didn't know? Velamai, well, so what do you mean? By let Lini actually curse him? So Rabbi Yosef also kubalil the two sadra abanan? So what did Rabbi Yosef come here for? He knew if he was going back on his word, he's going to get a curse. You think he came here? You say, Rabbi Yosef, it couldn't be they just let him know because Rabbi Yosef would have known the halacha. Elamai, what? He actually got a curse. You think Rabbi Yosef showed up to get a curse over you? You think he didn't know what was going to happen? Ella, the story's slightly different. Ella Rabchia bar Yosef, Iravon hu diavlo. They gave him a down payment. Now, Iravon means like a guarantee or a deposit. Now, deposit can mean two things. We're gonna be clear about this. A deposit could mean, like we talked in Amud Aleph, where you gave the a down payment. You gave the wholesaler a down payment towards all your purchases you're gonna make. Or as we'll see, you agreed on a price and here's a down payment. That's a payment towards the whole amount. Or sometimes, as we'll see, a deposit can be, we're going to come to it soon. Deposit can be where I put it down in the old days. I don't remember if you guys did this. Old days, you agreed on a price with you're buying a house or something and you gave them a check of $100 or something like to hold it. Like it's not a down, you didn't mean it as a down payment. You meant as a deposit to seal the deal. That's like, what do they call that? A memorandum or a zichron dvarim, like a record, like you write it on a napkin, we agreed on a napkin, that kind of a thing. So it wasn't a down payment. It was really just to hold it, like to complete the deal. So over here, what happened was somebody had given him a down payment. So what happened? That, so what do you mean? What's the story over here? So Rava says there's a proof from here that he actually came for a good curse, but he knew that he's going to get a curse. So what was the story here? He came to get a curse. He knew what the rule is. They gave him a down payment. Here we're talking about he gave him a down payment. Who suffered connected to Hukon? He says, listen, okay, now the price went up. Okay, I'll tell you what. You know, let's say we agreed $1,000 worth of salt. Now the price went up. But at the time, you only gave me $100. Lock in the price. So I'll tell you what. Okay, but you only gave me $100. I'll give you $100 worth of the salt at the old price. But then now that the price has gone up, I'm not giving you the rest of it. You understand? That the down payment that you gave me, okay, I'll give you $100. I'll give you $100 worth that. So he says, who's up? Can I go? He only acquired for the $100 that he gave him as a down payment. But Omer Le Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Can I get Kula Hukona? No. When you agreed on a price and the guy gave you a down payment, that was a down payment, but the deal is a deal for the whole thing. That's just a down payment. It's like, we'll see the case like that too. You buy a house, you pay $100,000 for the house, and you pay $10,000 at the first payment, whatever it was. That was a down payment. That's what it was. It wasn't like I'm only getting $10,000 worth of the house. And that's going to be the discussion we're going to have now. Itmar. This is it, right? Like Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yochanan said he paid for it. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef wasn't simply going back on his word. Like, you know, oh, we agreed on a price and now I'm going back on the deal because the price went up. No, the guy had given him a down payment. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef felt, okay, whatever you paid till then, that whatever you paid, you'll get the salt at that old price. Can I get what you paid? You know, for you'll get that amount's worth. Rabbi Yochanan said, no. You agreed on a price. You agreed on an amount. He gave you whatever, 100 pounds of salt for $1,000. He gave you $100 down payment, but you still owe him the other $900 worth at that price. Itmar, here's the issue. Iravim, when you give a deposit, and this deposit means a down payment, not like I said, the case of a deposit where you just sit like a zichron dvarim. Itmar, Iravim, Rav Omer connected with Kon. Rav says, no, you only acquired at that point as much as you pay towards the down payment. In other words, like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba wanted to do. He only wanted to give him the salt at the old price for the amount of money they had given as a down payment. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, can I get Kula O'Connor? Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you get the whole thing. In other words, even though it's a down payment, but you acquire the whole thing, he just owes you the rest of the money, right? At that point, like today in Israel, I don't know, in America, it's slightly different. You know, the payments are made at the end, whatever. But here in Israel, you buy an apartment, right? You sign everything with the lawyer and everything, and you gave him, let's say, it's usually you give a third of the price, whatever, at the time that you sign. Deal's done. You owe him the rest of the money, right? But the deal's done. You owe him the other two-thirds of the money, but he can't go say later on, wait, I got more money from somebody else. The price went up. You can't do that. So here's what Rebbe says. Can I get Kula Kona? You made a deal, even though you only gave a down payment. It's like when you buy a house, right? You still owe the rest of the money at that original price. Meisvei. Listen to this case. Now, in this case, iravon is not down payment. The word iravon means a deposit, right? But over here, in this case, this price that he's asking Akasha on, we're asking Akasha here on Kenegda Hukona. We're going to ask Akasha on Rav. Rav says you only get, you know, only what you paid for, that's what you're going to get. Your down payment only acquires you what you're going to get. Now, Rabbi Elkin says you get the whole thing. Now, what do you mean get the whole thing? In a case of karka, so you own the whole karka. I bought a field from you. I bought 10 acres and I paid you for 1 acre. So I paid you for 1 acre as a down payment. Do I get the other 9 acres too at the original price? I just owe you that money. Rob says, no, you only acquired the 1 acre. So that's the issue. That's when it comes to karka. When it comes to metaltlin, what did you acquire? You really didn't acquire anything because metaltlin money doesn't work on metaltlin, as we said, right? Minotaur, Rabbi Yochanan says it works, Min Rabbanan. You need Mashiach. Rish Lakish says, Minaraisi, you need Shlicha. Minaraisi, you need Mashiach, right? So, but acquires as far as getting a Mishapara. That's the issue. Would you get a Mishapara if you went back on the deal? How much do you get a Mishapara on? Only on the small amount or the big amount? Same thing. So, you only get what you paid for, or the down payment. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you own the whole thing. Owning, when I say owning, when it comes to Karka, mainly owning, when it comes to metaltlin, how much you get would you get on a Mishapara? Rashi says, He gave him part of the money. That means a down payment. That's what you paid over. This is the Rav that we're talking about, that Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about, right? He gave him a down payment. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the whole thing, Bakarka, you call him the whole thing, Kinyan Gomer, Metalklin, you get a Mishapara on the whole thing. Okay, so here we're asking this, in a case where the Iravon, this case that we're bringing down, the Bryce House, the Iravon is talking about, where you gave it not as a down payment, Rashi says, Lo dummy lehi dael, this ain't a Prius Mictus Mos, this is not a partial payment like a down payment. Shakar Irish has got some word for it there. Maybe that's Irish, you know. A Ravon, Umashkan Liknos is a Chosebo. Here it's simply, I'm giving you a, to hold a house. You know, I give you $100, or those days it was $100, today it's probably $10,000 to hold the house for me. I'm giving you a pass, it's like a Zichron Dvarim. So if you gave that to Chaver, V'amalo, Iman Yichos, he said, listen, I'm giving you this check. I really want to buy the house. If I go back on the deal, I'm going to close the bar, I'm going to if I go back on the deal, I don't buy the house, you keep it. You keep this deposit. How do you like that? It's not a down payment. It's a deposit to hold the deal. And I'm telling you, if I go back on the deal, you can keep the deposit. The seller tells him, if I go back on the deal and sell it to somebody else, I'll double your deposit. You gave me a check for $100, I'll give you $200 back. Are those stam words? The sky mitram. Rabbi Yossi holds that those words work. Why? Rabbi Yossi tamed amar smach tekanya. Rabbi Yossi holds that gambling works. Right? We hold lemaisa smach tekanya. That's why gambling, when you bet on something, is a whole shiloh whether it works or not. It's not necessarily like betting today when you know the horse isn't necessarily going to win. But betting usually it means when you exaggerate, you bet something sure that you're going to win, and you know you're positive you're going to win, and then when you don't win. Or you don't gain the advantage, you don't win. You really didn't want to give the money, so it's a question of that gzeila or not. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, that works. So if I give you I say I want to buy your house, I want to buy your car. Here's $100. It's a house or a car, but in the case of a house, it's metalklin. In case of a house, it's karka. In the case of a car, it's metalklin. So at least in terms of getting a mishapara. But take a simple case of a house. I give you $100 for a $10,000 house, and I tell you here's a check. And if I go back on the deal, you can keep the check anyway. And you tell me, if you go back on the deal, you're going to give me $200 back. Rebbe says that works. Of course, we don't possibly. Rebbe Yudah says, no. You acquire what you paid. You only owe $100 worth of the house. That's it. Or if it's metalklin, $100 worth of the car or the field or whatever it was. That's only when he says, I want my Eravon to acquire the whole thing. And acquiring the whole thing, he cannot do, Rashi explains, right? I didn't give it to you as a down payment. The $100 was not a payment, but I gave it to you that I want this check to work for the whole deal. And it can't work for the whole deal. So therefore you say, Dio, it only acquires what it did. But if, let's say, he sold him a house or a field, Bailiff says for $1,000, and he paid him a down payment, he paid half of it up front. Chamesh Mil says he paid him half now. Kana, he acquires the whole thing of Machzor Shar, a few lacha kamashan, he's got to return the rest of the money, he's got to pay the rest of the money after come a year. So what do you see over here? This is a proof, like Rabbi Yochanan, that if you paid a down payment, you own the whole thing. My love, who I didn't tell them, wouldn't the same thing be by Matalklin? That if I bought a car or something unmovable, what else? If I paid a down payment, the rest of it would be, and I really have got a mishapara. I have an obligation to pay for the whole thing, to buy the whole thing. Bit of stama kani lulakulu. That even if I don't say stama, I just paid the down payment towards it. I acquired the whole thing. Again, for karka, it would be that I own it. For metalza, it would be that if I go back on the deal, I get a mishapara because you don't really own it yet. Much is low. And that's a proof like Rabbi Yochanan, not Rav. Rav says, can I get, you only get what you paid for the down payment. That's all you own. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, when you gave a down payment, you really owe the whole thing, but you just have to pay the rest. Metalklin is different. Metalklin, Bistama Lokani, you wouldn't acquire. Right? That's what Rav will say. Maishna, what's the difference between Metalklin and Karka? Karka, the Bekas Bekani, the Imamish Karka, which when you pay with cash, you actually own the field. Remember, Karka's nickname Kesheshtar Chazaka, Kesme on the field. So, Koni Lelakula. So, then, since money actually acquires it, so if you paid a down payment, you own the whole thing, like we do with the house today. You buy an apartment, you pay a down payment. When you pay a down payment, you own the whole thing. You just owe the rest of the money. metalfli delo kani elakubule mishapar metalfli, which even when you paid money for, even if you paid the whole thing, you wouldn't acquire it. You only get a mishapar. It's just enough that you get a mishapar if you go back on it. So there, you don't acquire. You only get a mishapara. Lo kana lekul. You don't acquire the whole thing. That's how Rav will say. So Rav will say that kenegda hukona. Maybe he would agree in the case of karka, but in the case of metalflin, he would say no. You only get what you paid for. Not the rest of it. Mar doesn't really tell us. Rash doesn't really tell us. Rashi doesn't really tell us what Rav says, whether he does say on Rav Yochanan, whether it's Karka or Metalfin, says you acquire the whole thing. So that's how we come out, let's say, like Rav Yochanan, that when you make a down, it's one thing if I say, I'd like this check to acquire for me the whole thing, this check, I'm giving you a check or I'm giving you $100, and that should acquire for the whole thing, like in a case like that. So Shimon Leal says, no, and I said, that should acquire for me the whole thing, it doesn't acquire the whole thing. But if you stam, if you bought a house and you agreed on a price and you paid a down payment, the down payment gives you, acquires you the whole house or the whole, or for the metalklum, it give you a mishapara on the whole property. Lema ketanoi. There's a yud missing over here in my Gemara. Lema ketanoi lechar. Let's say this machlokas Rav and Rav Yochanan is like a machlokas tanam. Amavet chaver alamashkam. If I lend you money and what happens when Shemitah comes around, the end of the year of Shemitah takes off, cancels the loan. Let's say there was a mashkin involved, right? So then it's not called lo yigos eser eos. I'm not, because I have a mashkin. I lent you $100, mash, and Shemitah comes around, but you had given me a deposit, a mashkon, a guarantee, you know, some collateral. So then that doesn't cancel, then the loan's not canceled because like you paid me back already. So mavas chaver ala mashkon, benichtas ha-shemitah, af api she'en shavu l'plag, even though the mashkin that you gave me, I lent you $100. You gave me a shirt that was worth $50 as a mashkin. Ain't a mashamet. Rav Shimon says, even though your shirt was only worth $50, but the loan's not canceled because you gave me a mashkin. Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, Rabbi Yudah says, that's Rabbi Yold. Ima yamashkin kamigav also, ain't a mashamet. If the mashkin was the equivalent of the entire amount of the loan, then it's not canceled. The imlav, but if not, it's mashamet. Then if it doesn't come up to the value of $100, then the loan's canceled. Now, Mayan Masham to come Shimu. Shimu Yil says that even though it's only worth half, it doesn't, the loan's not canceled. Ilema Kenegdo, if it means what? Kenegdo, meaning that it's Keneged, it's not Masham at the part that the item's worth. Again, the loan was $100, and you gave me a shirt worth $50. Shimu Yil says, even though it's only worth half, ain't a mishamet. What does it mean, ain't a mishamet? Ain't a mishamet, the part, $50 is not canceled, but the other $50 for which there's no mashkin, it would be canceled. The chaz Rav Yudah Nasi Sover, l'hach pal gadam mishamet. Mash Rav Yudah holds, as Shimon Leal says, the shirt was worth $50, so $50 of the loan is not canceled by Shemitah, but the other 50 is. Rav Yudah Nasi says, no. So what's Rav Yudah Nasi saying? L'hach pal gadam mishamet. Even the $50, even though you gave me a mashkin of $50, the Shemitah cancels the whole loan because he didn't give me a mashkin worth the whole amount. So el mashkin danak elami. So what's the point of the mashkin then? If the Shemitah is going to knock off the loan, the entire loan, what was the point of the $50 shirt? El alav shmamina must mean this. Mayan mashamet to come Shmuel. Shmuel Yil says that mashamet and masham bekulo. If you gave him $50, it's not masham bekulo. In other words, if you gave me a shirt worth $50 for $100 loan, the loan is not canceled at all by Shemitah, even though it was only worth $50. Well, my Misham to come Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Rabbi Yudah says that part of the loan is canceled. The other $50 for which the shirt's not worth. In other words, Shimon Leal saying, I gave you $100. You gave me a shirt worth $50. Shimon Leal saying that what? The loan is not canceled at all. Even though the mashkin is not worth as much as the loan, Shemitah does not knock off the loan. Rabbi Yudah says it knocks off the part that there's no mashkin for, the other $50. Here's a machlokas. Rav Shimon Leal Sover, can I get kulo hukona? He acquires the whole thing, meaning that's the same idea here. That's the machlokas here. Rav Shimon Leal says you put down $50 like a deposit or a down payment, you acquire the whole thing. We're trying to say the same that Rav Shimon Leal holds like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yudah Nasi will hold like Rav. So for kenegdo hukona, you only kona what you paid for. So like by Shemitah also, you gave me a $50 shirt, can I get a $100 loan? So $50, the Shemitah doesn't knock off, but the $50 that you didn't give me a mashkin for, it would knock off. So that's a machlokas over here. So it's Gemara's low. That's not the case at all. Shmuel Gamliel could say that the Shemitah knocks off when it says that the Shemitah does not, the Shemitah doesn't cancel here, you know, which it only doesn't cancel the $50 shirt. Like, doesn't the $50 shirt's worth, the other $50 wood shirt. That doesn't show, because I have a mashkin of $50, so Shemitah doesn't knock that off. But Shemitah would knock off the other $50 worth that you didn't give me a mashkin for. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it doesn't knock off, that Shemitah does not, is not canceled at all, even that, that Shemitah cancels the whole amount. So even the $50 shirt that I'm holding on to, the Shemitah knocks that off too. So what's the point of mashkin? That's what we asked at the top of the page. What's the hold of the mashkin? If the mashkin, it does not help to knock, to disregard Shemitah, that Shemitah would not cancel it, what's the point of the mashkin for a current tribute if it doesn't help at all? It doesn't even help for $50. Lezichron from Yama, simply for a record. To
does
know
it
that
help for the time that he does have to
No, doesn't help at all. But it helps for the time that of the loan that they mean before Shemitah took effect. Yeah, it helps so that we know that's exactly what he's saying. It means that we have a record of the loan. You're right. It's only that we have a record of the loan that's there. But you're right. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Shemitah would knock it off anyway. It only just sounds simply Zichron Dvarim Alma that there was a loan here. It would help right before Shemitah that I have a $50 mashkin over here. And it helps for if I'm trying to collect it before Shemitah starts, you know, I have something to work with because I have collateral. But when Shemitah comes along, according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, could very well be that Shemitah knocks off the whole loan.
The Malva keeps the mashkin.
What would the Malva, in that case, would if it knocks off the loan, the Malva would presumably keep the mashkin in that case. Yeah. So you can't prove it. You can't prove from this case that Shmuel Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds like Rav, not necessarily. Not, we wouldn't necessarily go that way. But Lamaisa seems to be that the Loch is like Rabbi Yochanan, that if you make a down payment on something, then you acquire the whole thing. It's different if you put it down as a deposit to hold the whole thing. So then you could argue, even if you make a guzma, Rabbi Yossi says, even if you say, keep it, even if I go back on the deal, or he says, or if the seller says, I'll double it, maybe though, Rabbi Yossi says those things apply too. Shmuel says, no, it's enough to say, okay, whatever you pay, towards that you pay, because you want to be konit with it. And all you can be konit is the amount that you paid. But if there was, it was clear that it was a down payment, we agreed on a price on the whole thing, and this is simply a down payment, like the case of Rabbi Yosef with the salt, where he had agreed on a price, and he's going to deliver X amount, and this was a down payment, then he acquires the whole thing. If it's metalflin, he acquires it in terms of getting a Misha Par if he would go back on the deal, because that's really on it. If it's Karki, he would actually own the whole thing. All right, we'll pick it up here tomorrow from Rav Tana Yovel, this story right over there.